Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody get up on your feet, come on. Now we're going to keep it moving on this one.
Glory to God. My, the presence of the Lord is just in this place, and I'm just honored just to be here tonight with these great men of God. And I tell it wherever I go, people always ask me, who's your favorite singer? And I have to let them know the truth. Pastor Marvin Winans is just the most awesome singer that I know. But what I appreciate about him, in fact, in sharing with these pastors tonight, not only are they great singers, but they're great preachers. And that's the blessing. When you can get into the Word of God and understand what He is saying now. And that's why tonight, as I shared this song, and it's really coming out in December, and I've shared with our second presiding bishop, Bishop Neil C. Ellis, in Mount Tabor in the Bahamas. And one of his people wrote this awesome song that I felt is so befitting here, because what people have to understand, and I speak to pastors now, Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, don't do it without me. I don't want to be wrapped up in my title. I don't want to sit around while other people are being blessed and I miss it. So Lord, whatever you're doing, please don't do it without me. Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, don't do it without me. Don't do it without me. Whatever you're doing in this season, please don't do it without me. Don't do it without me. Now it's simple. You can help me. Just say,
hello to non-believers and all my believers. This is an open talk discussion about leadership. We're going to go off into prayer for those that's tuned in. Can everyone hear me?
Yeah.
Thank you for allowing us to be on the talk tonight. All open-minded hearts. All callers of God, chose His people. As we come tonight on the blog to talk about leadership, Lord, continue to put on our hearts and our minds the right things to say, how to say it, be appropriate, respectable at all times for all those that's speaking. Everyone have a 7-minute approach to speak. So please speak as you feel when others are talking. Please be mindful and respectful of others that's holding discussions. And there's a time limit that everyone has to speak to be able to get their point across successfully. I'm trying to give a few more people to log in. We're going to have a few people on the blog. So until they log in, we can continue with leadership. Leadership. What is leadership? Leadership is a good servant leader. commitment. Supposed to be submission, obedience, humbleness, faithfulness, love, good character are highly observed as great virtues of leaders. A lot of us in leadership pass judgment on each other. A lot of us have their own opinion of what's supposed to be and what's not supposed to be. And I feel that there should be no stone throwing in you. If God called you to preach his word of God, if God chose you to be over a youth ministry, to lead his children, whatever your calling was to do or to be, that's what it is to be. Not to say, well, you're not supposed to do this and you're not supposed to do this. Leadership, we are supposed to lead by example. We cannot say we're leaders and then we turn around and we lead the children left. Or we preaching over the altar and we preaching the wrong words and we guiding God's children and God's people the wrong way. So how can you say I'm a good leader or this is what my calling is if you're not productive in what you're doing and consistent in leadership? So if you're not going to be, if you're going to throw stones at someone else's front door, you got to clean up your own mess first. It's impossible to say, I'm an apostle, I'm a bishop, I'm a pastor. And there's so many names for God's calling chosen people. So how did you get that title? Where did your title come from? Did you just pick the title? Or did God give you this title? And this is what all the makes confusion. There's only one God, one master that we serve. Whatever your belief is, it's still we all serving the same God. No one is serving a different God. We got some Jehovah. Okay, you got so many callings and so many names for God, but it's only one God that we serve. We are not to be judgmental. Hebrews 13:17, obey them that have the rule over you and submit yourself, for they watch for your souls as they that must give account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief. For that is unforbiddable for you. So how, you know, if God says obey those that I chose to speak my word, to deliver my word, to give my word, that's not for you to say, oh, well, she's a woman and I see a bishop, so I can't listen to her. You have to overlook the veil and the message sent you to that certain place, that certain house, that certain church, to get a message. God delivers a message through his people. That's how he gets his message across. Let brotherly love continue. We have to stay in loving one another to be able to be prosperous for his children. If his children see us debating on Facebook, debating in the streets, debating in the church, debating in the house, then what are we showing them? That's not good leadership. How can we debate on God's word and try to teach the children the right way of God's word? So it's really hard to say about leadership when there's so many disbelievers that want to know God And we're not even trying to show them the proper way of how to know God because we're too busy wrapped up in our own mess of what's going on and what's not going on and how it should be going on and what it should not be. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. He's not, he's going to be, he's still the same. He's not going to change. So if he still can be the same as yesterday and today and forever, why can't we to be the same? There's no way we can be same today and then tomorrow, oh, well, I'm not, you know, I'm something different. That's not how it works. If you're going to walk with the Bible and be so holy, then walk with the Bible and be so holy. But if you're going to walk with the Bible today and then tomorrow you get on Facebook and you stop throwing stones and stop throwing lugs on other people, that is not a good servant. You're not showing our, you're not giving our children nothing to go off of. There's still mixed signals with the children. If we're going to come together to build a foundation for the children to be better children, we have to be better leaders. The way we walk, the way we talk, the way we carry ourselves, and the way we communicate. Is this no way we can do it any other kind of way? And let somebody else know another way that I don't know, because I just feel in my heart that good leadership is what it's supposed to be. And I'm not really seeing good leadership in some of our God's calling people. Because if you look over to Exodus chapter 12, verse 22, you shall take a bunch of hyssop and dip in it in the blood, which is in the basin, and apply some of the blood. So you have to apply what you're doing in someone else's life. You look up to chapter 12, for I will go through the land of Egypt on that night and will strike down all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast, and against all the gods of Egypt, I will execute judgment. So he's already telling you, he will execute you on judgment day. You cannot judge. There's only one judge. So how can you pass judgment? You cannot pass judgment. There's no way we can pass judgment on anybody or anything that's going on in life. And we're going to be helpful. You know, there's a way, if there's something that you see wrong, maybe you should just go ahead and, you know, acknowledge it, but in a proper way. There's a way you can acknowledge anything in this world, and it can be addressed, and if it can handle in a proper way. But it can't be handled in a proper way if you're not addressing it right. It's just, that's just not how life goes. Against all God's Egypt. Because that's not fair to other people that you throwing lugs and judgment, and you know it's okay to hurt other folks' feelings because of how you feel about them and what they should and should not be. But you go over Exodus chapter 8 verse 2, but if you refuse to let them go, behold, I will smut your whole territory with frogs. Come on, people. You know, life is so short. Instead of us bickering and arguing and having doubts and about other people, we should all just come together and be love and kind to one another as God first loved the world. And we should have to stop, you know, fighting against each other and come together. That's the problem with the world today. We do too much fighting with each other and arguing with each other without trying to make things right. Miss Avery, would you like to have something to say on leadership?
No.
Okay. Well, we didn't have, I guess, everyone caught feelings on what I said, so we don't have no more callers. But that's fine, too. Because as long as I got my point across throughout the blog, that's fine. So I said my piece. We can close. We can close. Tomorrow we will be adjourned on the second part. So may God be with you on tonight. For all those that's out there listening on the air, thank you for being listeners on the air for Open Talk Discussion about leadership. God said, love the world as I first loved my begotten son. In the name of Jesus, as we all stand in prayer, amen. And we continue tomorrow at 11 o'clock.
All right.